Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
There's also a government shutdown going on, but that's probably not going to last that much longer, I don't think. But the AOL thing is... And our buddy, Dr. EJ Antoni... Free to come back on the show again. He'll be on the show at 5:30 today. And everybody wants to hear from him. So we got the first interview with our own, our guy, who will officially be, once again, our official economist for the show. I'm very excited about that. We'll ask him his thoughts on the government shutdown and what all this means. As you can imagine, on days like today, we call it a jump ball. I had to look that up, find out what that means. Apparently, it's sports reference. It means could go any way. We don't really know how the show is going to go today, given the shutdown, except that we imagine there's going to probably be, throughout the show, either breaking news or news conferences or something. Let me give you the 30,000-foot view of where everything is. And by the way, the issue of the Chinese communist flag being flown in Philadelphia, if you have not yet had a chance... Dr. Victoria Coates invited me to join her on an op-ed published at FoxNews.com, Fox News Opinion, and it is there, and you can read it, and I hope you do, because it is ridiculous that they're doing this. You heard Dom talk about it earlier in the show today, on his show. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're flying the communist Chinese party colors. Considering that they are an oppressive regime, they still are imprisoning the Uyghurs. Nobody seems to give a damn about that, but that's still happening. So please take a moment to familiarize yourself with that. And we wrote this op-ed. It's already had like a gajillion views, which is great because Senator Ted Cruz retweeted it from Dr. Victoria Coates, which is fantastic. The shutdown. So the Schumer shutdown, as it's being called by the White House, the Schumer shutdown. Here's the bottom line. I think the vice president hit the nail on the head when he said earlier today that he's afraid of facing a primary from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is where the Democrat Party is right now at this moment in time. They are here, right now, in this moment. What is this moment? They are held hostage by their own base. Their own base controls the Democrat Party, which I know that sounds counterintuitive, right? Doesn't every base control the party? Well, typically you try to lead. Now, typically, you try to lead, but if the base is controlling things and that base happens to be crazy, something we've talked about on this show many times, well, then you're not going to be able to lead. You're just going to be in a position where you're just hoping beyond hope they don't come after you. And that's exactly where Chuck Schumer is right now. J.D. Vance is right. The vice president's right. He's afraid of getting primaried. You look at the Zoran Mamdani issue, and just like I said the other day, Mamdani control. I mean, he's the face of the Democrat Party now. And if you are worried about a primary challenge, you've got to be acutely aware that this is the Democrat Party. If your fight is in the general election, well, then that's a different story. That enables you some flexibility to be able to take on some of this. But Chuck Schumer's up for re-election very soon, and he does not want to lose his esteemed mantle. The guy would not know what to do with himself if he was no longer a United States senator. He has been in Congress for decades. He would have no idea what to do. Nothing. So when they say that this is Chuck Schumer being held captive by the far left of the, that is the Democrat base. That is the party. The outliers are the John Fettermans of the world. He's become the outlier now. A guy who says, I want to keep the government open. Now, how long this lasts is anybody's guess. I mean, they're saying they might have a compromise to pass the CR. Why are Democrats doing this? Considering that it really should be conservatives, if anybody, who would turn around and say, we don't want to just keep passing CRs. We want to actually go in there, cut the budget, make some of these DOGE cuts permanent. So why are Democrats playing this game? And the game is just stop Trump. Stop Trump at all costs. Stop Trump. You have to stop Trump, period. You have to stop Trump. That's it. You can't go along with him. You can't make deals with him. You just have to be the resistance to everything that this fascist Hitlerian dictator is doing. I mean, it's so silly, but that's what it's about. That's it. No, there's no rhyme or reason for it. They use healthcare as the excuse, but that's BS. It's not about healthcare. It's not about premiums going up. It's about siding with Trump. It's about giving Trump a win here. It's about not being the resistance. So if you're Chuck Schumer and you're trying to be a somewhat adult in the room, but you've just got a bunch of crazy kids running wild in preschool, but those crazy kids have the ability to throw you out. Most adults who deal with crazy children are still in charge, even if the kids are bad. But these kids, they have the ability to throw an old codger like him out of the room. They can take over. It's like Children of the Corn, but Congress edition. And he knows that, and he's afraid of that. He doesn't want that, so he's scared. He's very scared. How do the American people view it? Well, I think the American people view it as the Democrats are being the opposition to Trump. Because they know that the Democrats are the opposition to Trump, because Democrats, every chance they get, remind us that they are the opposition to Trump. It's not like they've been trying to work with the guy for the last 10 months. I mean, it's October 1st now. Crazy. It's October 1st, which means that we are less than 10 days away from our big rally in Wildwood, where it's going to be, I mean, we're going to blow the doors off this place on the North Pier in Wildwood. We're also very close to our event with Jack Carr. I'll return to both of those subjects in just a moment. But for the last 10 months, have Democrats been acting like, yeah, we want to work with the guy. We want to try to make things happen. We want bipartisanship. We want to show the American people we can get things done. Because if that was the case, and then there was a government shutdown, people might turn around and go, I don't understand. These Democrats have been so gracious in trying to reach over the aisle and make things happen for the good of the American people. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong. Clearly, this must be the Republicans now. But it's been 10 months of we're the resistance. We hate Trump. We're going to stop Trump. He's a fascist. He's a dictator. He's Hitler. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to oppose him. We're going to obstruct everything he does. So when the government shuts down, the obvious blame then goes to the people that have been saying for the last 10 months that we are going to stop him at every turn. Just like they've been saying that for the last 9 years now, really, if you think about it. So I don't think you have to be an astute political observer. It's actually kind of funny. You listen to some of these talking heads in the media, like, so who do you think the American people will blame? Well, they tend to blame the party in power, but blah, 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 blah. Now, they blame the party that's been saying they're going to stop the president from getting anything done. If you say that over and over again, and then the government shuts down, that's the obvious leap. And it doesn't take a genius, it doesn't take a political science degree, it doesn't take polling to figure that out. Just takes common sense. People go, oh, yeah, the Democrats said they were going to try to stop Trump, so shut down. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Now, whether or not it affects their lives or not yet, that's way too early to tell. And whether or not it will is also way too early to tell. But in terms of just blaming somebody, I think it's adorable to think that the Republicans would get the blame for this when they're literally just turning around and saying, just keep everything status quo and just keep the government going in the same exact manner. If there were a bunch of fiscal hawks who were rebelling here and saying, hell no, we're done with these CRs. We're done with this. Now's our moment. We're going to fight. We want to defund this agency and that agency. We want to strip away the FCC, we want to, then maybe you can make that argument, because then you'd have other Republicans turning around and saying, now's not the time, but that's not happening. I wish it was. I do. I wish it was. I wish that the battle right now was over cutting government, cutting spending. That's what I wish, but it's not. It's just over Democrats being freaking babies. It's a boring shutdown. You know what it is? It's a boring government shutdown. It's not even over anything cool, like gutting a department, gutting an agency, firing somebody. And nobody's even getting fired. That's what's boring about it. I mean, really, if I got to talk about a government shutdown, I need something then that's going to at least get my juices flowing. Like, ooh, this is a battle over shutting down TSA and turning over airport security to local police departments. Like, ooh, that's exciting. Or this is a battle over finally ending the FCC. Ooh, yeah, now I'm fired up. The EPA. Nothing. We're literally just passing a continuing resolution. It doesn't get more freaking boring than that. I mean, I'm bored. So imagine how the average person is who doesn't live and breathe and drink this stuff in the same manner that I do. They're going, I don't even understand what the hell they're fighting about. So then obviously then the conclusion is these are just people that are intent on stopping Donald Trump. Because it really is not a debate over, you know. I mean, really what this comes down to is the Republicans, they want to end the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Now you've got this battle over whether or not the air we breathe going over state lines will be affected. And I wish it was that. I'd love that. It'd be awesome. But even if I opened up the phones and I was like, give me your thoughts on the CR, you might call up and say they should try to cut spending. Well, that's not on the table. I don't know what to tell you. It's just literally about passing a continuing. I mean, it's in the name. Continuing resolution. So you know what I think about this government shutdown? Boring. That's what I think. It's boring. So how does it play politically then? It plays exactly like I said, because I have a very astute finger on the pulse of this stuff. I'm telling you. I don't know how. I was born with it. God-given talent, I guess. Just this ability without even really knowing much to know things. And I know how people are going to interpret this. Because in the absence of a fight over something, they're going to just turn around and say, well, these Democrats just hate the guy and they're just shutting government down. I don't know how to fix my life, but that's what's happening. Now, how that translates into elections that are coming up? Probably not much. Not yet. If this drags on for weeks, maybe, but is it even going to drag on for weeks? Probably not. What it does do, though, is it does expose the problem the Democrat Party has, meaning that they are and have been sabotaged and hijacked by freaking lunatics for quite some time now. What this really shows is that the party's freaking nuts. That's it. It's a boring shutdown that exposes just how bad the Democrats are and the fact that their own leadership can't keep them in line. And they're so worried about this radical Democrat base. And I'm not going to say it's a fringe, or I'm not even going to say it's an element. I'm going to say it's the base. Because my advice to you is if you're a Democrat and you consider yourself to be of the center, a moderate, you're in the wrong party. Okay, that party left town a long time ago. That party's gone. I mean, you missed it. You got to the party way even past the cleanup time. That ever happened to you? Get invited to something, show up, realize it's over, but now it's kind of awkward because you showed up and now you're, do I clean? I didn't even get to enjoy the cake. But here I got here late and they're cleaning up and I don't want to be like that guy and walk in and be like, oh, I missed it. Well, see ya. So now I got to, I'll take a beer, I guess, and help you clean up. It's not even that. You're way past that. You got there and the event space is now several management removed and it's now like a deli. It's not even an event space anymore. That's how long ago that party ended. and the deli is serving nothing but crazy food. And only crazy customers go in there. And you walk in, you're like, what did I miss? So how do you remain in a party like that? I don't get it. The writing should have been on the wall when the menu changed to boys can be girls and boys can play in women's sports. But if you stuck around, despite that, because maybe you didn't see the menu, it was fine print or something, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it was when Zoran Mamdani became the Democrat nominee for the mayor of the biggest city in the country. Maybe at that point you realized this party's under new management, but you should have probably seen the writing on the wall a whole lot sooner. But I will give you this. It's not totally your fault. Because on the national level, you were probably led to believe that there were adults who were in charge. And that adults nominated Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and kept the crazies away by controlling the process and controlling who got the nomination. And you were right. They controlled the process and controlled the nomination. So we got a warmonging, corrupt SOB that nobody in the Democrat Party liked in 2016. That's who you got, not me, because I'm not a Democrat, but that's who you got. You got that. You didn't want that, but that's what you got. You didn't have a choice in the matter. In 2020, you got a man with a brain full of jello. That's what you got. He's a corrupt SOB too, with a corrupt son. And that's what you got. You didn't want it. You didn't want him. You didn't want him in 2016 either. You got it. You got stuck. And then in 2024, all of a sudden, you're stuck with a word salad tosser. You didn't want that either. So I get it. You thought, okay, I guess the adults are in charge, but then they're not in charge because the reason why you got stuck with three in a row terrible candidates is because they were trying to keep the crazies from picking somebody. And maybe somebody you would have liked, but probably not. Because if you're still considering yourself at this moment in time a centrist Democrat, then what they were doing was they were trying to keep somebody crazy from getting your party's nomination. Now, the beautiful thing to watch for me as I observe all this is I knew at some point that this would all come home because the Democrat base wakes up and goes, you mean we don't actually pick who our nominees are? No, you don't. You don't. They pick for you. They get to choose on the national level. Because left to your own devices, you crazy kids, you pick people like Zoran Mamdani on the local level. So on the national level, they got to step in and they got to intervene and they got to pick somebody that they can control. And this way, you don't have a say in the process. And you knew sooner or later that was going to make the Democrat base upset. And they were going to get loud, throw temper tantrums. But then the ones who were actually in power would have to figure out what to do. So what do? They try to make that part of the party happy. But then they realize, holy cow, that's the whole party. So if you're a centrist Democrat, you turn around and you go, I don't know any of these people. I got invited. It's like a coworker invited me, but I don't know anyone here. This is awkward. How long does this thing go on for? Well, it goes on for a long time. I mean, this is it. You have arrived. This is your party now. Congratulations. And so the reaction from the people in charge is, how do I avoid a primary from people like AOC, Zoran Mamdani, that crew? What do? They back Zoran Mamdani. So what does the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, do? She endorses him. What does Mamdani do the next day? Says, thanks, but I'm not backing you because we're going to be in charge now. We socialist commie kooks, it's our time to shine, not your time. You people are done. Oof. And the problem is, of course, the Republicans don't want these Democrats. Why would they? John Fetterman's smart enough to figure out that Pennsylvania does not want to play that game of being controlled by kooks. But at one point, he was rolling his money on that. You know, in 2016, he, the pump Bernie Sanders, he was backing him and he was backing the he was back in the whole socialist thing. He figures Pennsylvania's changed. I got to change with it. Good for you, Bernie. See, a smart man adapts to changing circumstances. I know some people think it's sincere. I just think he's just a very smart politician. Smart person in general in life. You have to adapt to changing circumstances in life. So, you know, as I find myself competing with the C Word podcast now by Lena Dunham, for example, I have to make adaptations if I'm going to continue to be scalable, like from yesterday's show. Smart people adapt to changing circumstances. And the Democrats that realize right now the party is freaking nuts and they're in places that will not accept that have to make changes. They have to now appear to be centrist. But that doesn't mean they're not going to face a big primary fight on the left. It just means that they just have time. They've got time to kill. Fetterman's not up again for quite some time. But if you're running in for Congress, guess what? Your election is in a matter of months. That's right. In a matter of months, you could be facing off against somebody leftier than AOC if you're a Democrat. If you're a senator and you're up for re-election next year in 2026, along with every single member of the House of Representatives, you just may find yourself in a primary fight with somebody to the left of Zoran Mamdani, with Zoran Mamdani coming in and campaigning for that person. So now you got to figure, I got to go to the left in the primary, but I'm still in a district that might go to the middle. So I've got to try to come back in the middle, in the center, and I don't know what to do. And man, is it a mess. That's where the Democrat Party is right now. So when J.D. Vance says that Chuck Schumer is being held hostage, he is. He is. But I don't want to tell you, Chuck, you let crazy in, it's hard to get him out. Like I've said, you got to feed crazy, you got to clothe crazy, you got to do its laundry. It's not easy. And that's, you got a lot of crazy. So, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That is your 30,000-foot view of the very boring government shutdown, which I'm sure will probably end at some point. But yeah, Chuck Schumer will get the blame because the American people figure, I guess, they're finally doing what they always said they'd do and just block Trump and stop Trump. And this is what that is. How that translates politically, we shall see. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. VenariaDental.com, my dentist and my friend. Big show for you today, including the return of our buddy Dr. E.J. Antoni. I'm very excited, so don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The boring shutdown. J.D. Vance is correct, though. The vice president of the United States is very correct when he talks about the fact that, you know what? We got Chuck Schumer to blame. It's Chuck Schumer. It's Schumer shutdown. That's why it's a Schumer shutdown. That's what's going on here. That's what's happening. So why don't we begin with some audio, shall we, as we kick off the show and we're awaiting possible updates. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get something relatively soon. The president's supposed to sign something in the Oval Office, so I imagine he will talk about this as well. But let's have the vice president. We'll start with cut number three, Justin, and welcome back. It's great to have you back, by the way. Oh, and did you enjoy working on the Dawn show?
I did. It was fun. It was a it was an interesting change of pace, but I'm more comfortable here than I am anywhere else at the station.
Yeah. Well, you had a big get as for a guest on Monday. That was huge.
Yeah. It's it's definitely, this show is chaotic in its own special way, and I like that chaotic, but they're doing this new thing, this live handover thing between Kale and Company and Stenslin, and I only get to talk to her for like 2 minutes in between her breaks, so I get like 6 minutes total to plan it. It's extra chaotic.
But the huge guest you got Monday, me, for the show.
Yeah, of course. Number one guest, huge. Fox superstar.
That was a big get.
Yeah, no, I think that was in my 4 days working on the Stenslin show. That was our best guest. All 4 days.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Even DeSantis can't get that guest. Not that he would try.
You know, when you said big guest on Monday, I was like, there's no way he's referring to himself. There must be another guest that I don't know of. And sure enough, you were.
It's a big get to say. Big Fox guest.
It's hard to get a Fox superstar. And I managed to do it.
Not easy. DeSantis can't do it. So. Well done, Justin. Well done.
Thank you.
Linda Kearns is adding to her lawsuit as we speak. She had forgotten about you, but now you're back in. Appendix EE, part two. So
she was actually on Dawn Show my first day there, and we had an interesting conversation after her interview. I was threatened with legal ramifications for my treatment of Matt DeSantis.
And we launched yesterday the D-Bag podcast, Justin. I don't know if you heard about that. It's going to be our new podcast, the D-Bag podcast.
I did not. So, what are we talking on the D-Bag podcast?
Well, I assume we have to run a promo for the C-Word podcast with Lena Dunham. I'm guessing today during the show at some point. Do you see that in the log?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I think I see one here in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, excellent. So basically, Lena Dunham has the C Word podcast. And, you know, it's a play on the C Word, but it actually is crazy. So I decided, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but it's an Odyssey podcast, so I want to help promote it for them. So I decided that I would create the D-Bag podcast, and it's about disposable bags.
Oh,
yeah.
Environmental.
So we're talking about paper, plastic, styrofoam, those sort of things. So when Lena Dunham's like, I've got the C-Word podcast, you can listen to it. And you're like, C-Word, whoa. Crazy. See, I got the D-Bag podcast, disposable bag. Boom. And it's scalable, Justin. So
yeah, we'll have to see if we can get like a. Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin would be a big get. EPA administrator. There we go.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, welcome, Mr. Administrator, to the D-Bag podcast. It's great to have you, sir. Thanks for joining us. And we'll mostly talk about policies that were passed by D-Bags, things like banning plastic bags and those sort of things, too. So it's going to be a great show.
Maybe we should help promote the C-Word podcast tomorrow and grab some clips.
Why not? I mean, women talking about why other women, why society views those women as crazy. By the way, short answer, because they're crazy. But anyway, yeah, maybe we should.
Sounds fun. They're an Odyssey podcast now. It's nice of us to promote a fellow Odyssey show.
I'm just trying to do my part to help scale it for the scalability.
The scalability is supposed to be pretty impressive, so I'm excited to see how they do.
Yeah, yeah. And the scalability challenge, which, of course, if you can scale Lena Dunham, you get... no, that's terrible. I shouldn't have said that. That's terrible. I meant it in ratings, in terms of scaling in the ratings. Of course, that's what I meant. Yeah. Up until now, you had to pay for it. It was behind a paywall. But after huge demand, dozens of people said, we want to be able to listen to it. And they said, fine. So... you get to now listen to the first three episodes of the C-Word podcast. DeSantis, don't act like you haven't already listened to it. Don't act like you didn't begin your day today listening to Lena Dunham's C-Word podcast. We know you did.
Obviously, I'm a subscriber, so I figure while I'm listening, I might as well pull some clips and make it.
You don't listen to this show, so you might as well listen to that show.
Not true. It's not true. I listen very closely. I hang on your every word.
Well, congratulations, Justin, on that big get on Monday. It was huge. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't know if that guess, I don't know if the C word gets those kind of guests, but, you know, if they ask me to come on the C word, maybe I will. I'll bring a little D-baggery with me when I go. So. So here's the vice president talking about the government shutdown, and let's begin there, shall we? Cut number three.
Democrats say that they care a lot about lowering health care costs, and yet when the president took historic action to work with the drug companies to lower prescription drug prices, the Democrats did nothing to help us. In fact, we would have loved to have the Democrats helping us, but they didn't. They talk about doing something. They don't actually do the hard work of making it happen. What they have done instead is to shut down the government because we won't give billions of dollars to health care funding for illegal aliens. That is what has actually happened. To the American people who are watching, the reason your government is shut down at this very minute is because, despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of congressional Republicans and even a few moderate Democrats supported opening the government, the Chuck Schumer AOC wing of the Democratic Party shut down the government because they said to us, we will open the government, but only if you give billions of dollars of funding for health care for illegal aliens. That's a ridiculous proposition.
All right. But why? Why are they there? This is the issue of them being controlled by the C-words in their party. Ah, I see what I did there. The C-words in their party. Cut number four.
So let me make one final point. I think a lot of Americans are asking themselves, why did this happen? Why did the Democrats shut down the government despite, as Caroline said, voting on the exact same piece of legislation 6 months ago? And there are a lot of different spins that we can put on it, a lot of different answers that we could give, all of them true. One answer I already gave is that they want to give health care benefits to illegal aliens. That is true. They gave us legislative text that would have undone us cutting off health care benefits for illegal aliens. That's one of the things that they asked for. But the reality here, and let's be honest about the politics, is that Chuck Schumer is terrified she's going to get a primary challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The reason why the American people's government is shut down is because Chuck Schumer is listening to the far-left radicals in his own party because he's terrified of a primary challenge. So I'd invite Chuck Schumer to join the moderate Democrats and 52 Senate Republicans, do the right thing, open up the people's government, and then let's fix health care policy for the American people.
It's not that complicated, and but the vice president absolutely hit the nail on the head there. It's about a primary challenge. It's because they control the party. They control the Democrat Party. They are in charge. It is run by a bunch of C-words. Crazy. Cray-cray. That's where they are. That's it. Bottom line. Caroline Leavitt, the Democrats shut down the government because the president and the Republicans will not force taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens. This is what we would say to be an 80-20 issue, although I think 80-20 issues are more like 95% issues. I really do. You ask people out there who are struggling, they do not want to give benefits to people who are in this country illegally. They don't want to pay for it. They're tired. Because you know how I know? Because the guy who said he would end all of that won the election. That's how I know. I know. I did a lot of research on this. And it turns out Trump won. And guess what Trump was campaigning on? Ending stuff like this. Paying for benefits for illegal aliens. Now, if he'd lost the election, that would be different. Then you'd say the American people are probably not on his side with this issue. But last time I checked, he won every single swing state and didn't act like if he got elected president, he would give health care to illegal immigrants. That was never a thing. And then he got in there and put his hand on the Bible. And was like, gotcha. You thought I was going to do that? Nope. And then people are like, oh, my God, this guy. He's been consistent about this ever since he came down the escalator at Trump Tower. Cut number one.
Democrats in Congress have officially shut down the United States government. House Republicans passed a nonpartisan, clean piece of legislation to extend current government funding until November 21st. But nearly every single Democrat senator voted against this bill. To be clear, this was the exact same bill that Democrats approved 6 short months ago in March, just adjusted for inflation. This is the same kind of clean funding bill that Democrats passed 13 separate times when they held the majority during Joe Biden's administration. So the American people woke up this morning and asked the obvious question, why is the government shut down right now? The answer is pure partisan politics being played by the Democrat Party. The Democrats shut down the government because President Trump and the Republicans will not force American taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens. America is $37 trillion in debt. We cannot afford to provide taxpayer-funded free health care to illegals who broke the law to enter our country. To put this all into perspective, the Democrats refused to keep the government open over health care to illegal aliens and now have jeopardized critical health care programs for American citizens instead. The Women, Infants, and Children program, community health center funding, Medicare treatment options, and other health programs are now all at risk because of the Democrats rejecting the clean CR. The most vulnerable in our country are being punished because the Democrats want to prioritize illegals over American citizens. And if Democrats actually cared about health care, they would applaud the actions taken by President Trump just yesterday in the Oval Office. He took a bold and massively popular action to improve our health care system. He announced.
We'll get into more of that. Thank you for that, Justin. Thank you. We'll get into more of that as the show goes on today, obviously. But look, that's the bottom line. I mean, that's what it all comes down to here. And, you know, if you look at who's going to get the blame, it's going to be the Democrats. Bottom line, because that's for most people out there, they have heard nothing for the last 10 months other than Democrats want to stop Trump. So if the government shuts down, the logical conclusion is, I guess the Democrats are stopping Trump. And then we'll see what the political ramifications of that are. And I don't think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be good for them at all. And I don't think this is what you want if you're a Democrat candidate. I don't think if you're running for governor of New Jersey, for example, if you're Mikey Sherrill, I don't think you want this. All right, let me tell you, we got some great events coming up. So first of all, we are going to be live in Cape May County a week from Friday. It's a huge rally. It's going to be big. On the North Pier in Wildwood, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, and I'll be doing the show live there that day. Jack Cittarelli. We're going to be honoring Charlie Kirk. It's going to be a massive rally. I want you to be part of it. Now, you can go to our website, 1210WPHG.com. You'll see a link that you can sign up and register. And it's going to be great. Then the other event we have is with Jack Carr. Now, that's going to be on Monday, Columbus Day, October 13th. We'll be in Bucks County at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. And we're going to have a great conversation with Jack about the state of our world, the military. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you sign up for that as well. But if you are thinking about a trip to Cape May, October is a beautiful month to stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Now, if you go to grandhotelcapemay.com, you will find amazing specials for midweek stays and also weekend getaways as well. And the Grand Hotel is the perfect place to host an event. And I'll tell you, October might be the best month to be down there because of Halloween. They go all out for Halloween. Christmas, I don't know. It's tough either way. I just know this. The crowds are gone. The weather is beautiful. You get that fall crisp weather, and they have a beautiful indoor heated pool. So if the kids are off from school and we're getting into the holidays and teachers' conferences and everything else, you're set with the Grand Hotel. And if you want to plan an event, whether it's a wedding or it's a baby shower, bridal shower, maybe a corporate event, reach out to my friend Caitlin. She'll help you plan a great event. And Cape May is absolutely gorgeous in the fall, as I mentioned. There's so many events going on and fall festivals and outdoor music, and it's just a wonderful place to get away. And since the crowds are gone, you really get to appreciate it in a much different way. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com to make your reservation. Hemingway's Restaurant, I love the food there. Fresh steaks and seafood, outstanding handcrafted cocktails. It's just a wonderful place to be. And mark your calendar because we'll be back for our next show, Halloween night. That's right, October 31st, for our official Halloween extravaganza. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to play this clip, and I'll probably play this so many times it's going to beat it to death, but that's what I do, and I'm not going to change. Too late to change at this point. This was from Fox and Friends this morning, where Brian Kilmeade was interviewing Dana Perino, discussing the New Jersey governor's race. Take a listen, please.
System, yes. You do not have enough supply, and you have a region that wants to grow. What do you need in order to fund or to fuel all of these new jobs? Energy. So Rich Zeoli, who's somebody that I pay a lot of attention to, a lot of our viewers know him, he was telling me that the other thing is that the windmills, if you think that that those are going away on the coast of New Jersey, if she comes into office, that they might come back.
I'm sorry, in the whale.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're going to be playing that a lot throughout the course of this show today, tomorrow, probably for a long time. Yeah. Dana dropping the R word. So, Rich, I was thinking another R word. That's crazy. So, that was pretty impressive, wasn't it, DeSantis?
I was impressed, yes. Even though
yes.
You were just on with her like 2 days ago. I mean, that's more impressive, I think.
Yeah, well, I guess probably true.
It's definitely more impressive. And the reference is cool, but you did an 8-minute segment with her.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. That's a fair point. But the nice thing about it is I got a shout-out on Fox and Friends without actually having to be on Fox and Friends. Winner.
That's true.
Didn't even have to get dressed, put on a tie, do my hair and makeup, get in a car. You know what I'm saying?
You're all over the place this week. You had that big op-ed with Dr. Coates, which now Newsweek is referencing.
Yes.
Dana just referenced you. You did the long segment with Dana earlier this week. You're very popular. You're in high demand.
And I'm dancing at Bear Illusions Saturday night for an all male review. Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck.
So for charity. So we got a lot going on. These are busy times. Kind of wish you didn't have that.
Why?
Maybe went a little too far.
We're
there.
So close to the commercial break. You just had to hold it together for 120 more seconds. It's so close.
I know. It's because you know why? It's Wednesday, but it feels like Thursday, it's Wednesday, but I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Michael Pelka is going to be in because the kids are off from school tomorrow. Bridget's in Geneva. I've got to help out with the kids. So Mike is going to be here. So in my mind, it's basically Thursday, which would be Friday. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense?
I didn't follow it, but I'm sure some members of our audience did.
Made sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Thursday show's not supposed to go off the rails. The Friday show is the one where we just kind of throw our hands up and let Rich do whatever he wants.
True. That's a good point. That's a good point. This is maybe in my mind, I'm not coming to work Friday either.
Then it makes perfect sense. Then
that could be in my subconscious. You're off Thursday. Might as well make what I'm saying. Just ride the wave all the way. All right. Take a quick break. We're expecting the president's going to speak. We'll give you the latest on the shutdown. What did Chuck Schumer say to CNN today is my favorite clip. I absolutely love this. We'll share that with you. Plus, in the New Jersey governor's race, new polling out shows this race is a dead heat. But there is one factor in the race that is really going to be the determining factor. I will tell you exactly what that is when we get back. I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, and why he's my dentist. Well, since my wife's away, Mama Zioli's in town helping with the kids, and Papa Zioli, and they are both patients of Dr. Mike Veneria. And it was Mama Zioli who first found Dr. Mike for our family, and I'm so grateful she did, because he's the best dentist out there. And for 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been ranked among his peers as the undisputed master of dental implants. In fact, other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike. That's right. They send their patients to Dr. Mike for the complicated stuff, implants and crowns and all the things that you want done right. That's who they send to Dr. Mike. He's the expert that other experts call the expert. And it's about care and compassion. That's what separates him from every other dentist out there, in my opinion. It's about care. It certainly separates him from those chain dental offices that are out there, because they're obsessed with one thing, and that is cost. So go see him today by going to VeneriaDental.com. He's got an office in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Both are right over the bridge and easy to get to from wherever you are. Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.